The Glee of Liking Me. I've been saying for quite a while I have a book on self-esteem, and it's finally done. I think I started it in 2014. I'm finally satisfied, happy with it, and it's available on Amazon. They give authors the ability to self-publish, and so this is technically my third book on there. So the full name of the book is The Glee of Liking Me, Self-Esteem, Self-Respect, Confidence, and the Rest. My full name, as you probably know, is Natalie Anderson. Nat and Chat is Nat for Natalie and for Anderson, and Chat because I talk so much. Instead of telling you all about my book, I am going to read you what I've put on the back cover, and I'm going to read you what I've written as the preface. I have a passion for self-perception and self-awareness. That happened because for 39 years, I put myself last and couldn't see it. I was unaware of my patterns and the way I was allowing others to treat me. It was a trusted friend who explained what I was doing and that I was an enabler. I didn't believe her at first, but I listened to her many examples of things she'd seen me say and do over the years, and I had to admit she was right. Then I couldn't unsee it. I'm not sure I've ever had so much clarity all at once, let alone so much clarity about who I had become. In reality, I didn't know very much about myself. I also didn't realize how unimportant I was. Undoing that, finding importance, and learning to like myself has taken me on a journey. I call it a journey because knowing yourself and liking yourself isn't a standstill thing. Similar to a road trip in a foreign country, you see so many new things, learn new words, have epiphanies about the world, and feel new joy you can't experience any other way. The one difference to this journey and a road trip is that this journey of self-awareness doesn't end. It's continuous. Painful, fun, beautiful, and sometimes hard. But the benefit is unending, so it's a journey I'm happy to be on. The image on the cover of this book is a picture I took at the edge of a farmer's burned field. These big dandelion-like weeds stood tall, black, and deformed against the bright sunset. I saw myself in these blackened weeds, standing burnt but alive in a world that's hard but beautiful. I'm also going to read you the preface. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "I hate quotations. Tell me what you know." I agree. I don't see much reason for writing a book that spends time telling you what's in other books. I love a good book recommendation, but what makes any book great is the uniqueness of the individual. I found many times in my life that what any expert repeats doesn't necessarily affect, benefit, or stick with me. So I prefer the tell me what you know individual. That person talks from experience. I've struggled with self-esteem and confidence most of my life. The longer I try to understand them, the more I realize they are puzzles. The best part of this realization is that they are not impossible puzzles. They just require figuring out. And I'm completely willing to do that. I'm sharing what I know now because it seems we are all as much alike as we are different. Maybe my realizations and successes are useful to you. I've also learned that we do not know ourselves just because we are ourselves. I finally know to ask myself what I'm feeling, and sometimes my feelings are not connected to words. From upset to excitement and everywhere in between, I've experienced a need to let my feelings arise and give myself the space for the words to arrive. That gives me opportunity to glean understanding of myself for myself. It's a worthy journey to learn new things about yourself, and the reward is liking who you are. That feeling is very satisfying and fun, which might sound silly, but it's huge to be able to say that. I never would have guessed in my 20s I'd have that thought, let alone say it out loud. And now I'm not just saying it, I'm writing a whole book because I believe anyone can do what I've done. Understanding yourself is one of the most satisfying things you can do. I've written this book to be a useful tool for anyone who truly wants to like themselves also. Why not take the lessons I've paid for in blood, sweat, and tears and share them with you? I'm likely going to say a few things in this book that could be considered corny. I'm like that. I'm unicorns and rainbows. But I'm shits and dammits, too. I hope you're able to balance my corniness with my seriousness, to hear my genuineness. If you listen to my podcast, Nat and Chat, you understand that I always want new perspective. Sometimes that includes a unicorn, and sometimes it's unicorn shit. I don't want to minimize the shit and ignore it. I want to look at it and figure it out to make it minimize itself. My fascination with perspective means I want to consider the how and the why we see things the way we do, because that determines how we feel. Since we have the intellect and ability to change perspective, we thereby have the ability to change our feelings and heal what needs healing. I also want to be comfortable. That's important to me too. For many of us, being comfortable comes with lying to ourselves, coming up with stories for how not to feel any hurt. I too want the least pain, but with the most clarity. I discovered that's possible after experiencing lots of pain and no clarity. I now understand that being willing to look where I'm weak, where I need to grow, and why I want to cry is how to heal, to become comfortable and clear. I don't want to put on blinders to avoid seeing all the side stuff. I want the non-painful with the complete truth. I don't want to have to lie to myself about anything anymore. That's a skill I'm working on. And it's not as hard as you'd think. I have found that honesty with myself is less painful and far easier than finding lies to repeat so that I can keep pretending I'm fine. Most of us have that backwards. The lies and stories we tell ourselves actually don't make anything easier. Life is hard, sometimes unbearable, but if the goal is to be happy, and for me it is, why not help that goal with the search for great perspective? I'm going to stop, look, and listen, then analyze, choose, and move forward. Learning about the self has been far more rewarding and fascinating than I ever dreamed it could be. And it hasn't turned me into a narcissist or given me a big ego. Those too are misconceptions about being number one and making your own happiness top priority. This is a guidebook for self-esteem that requires your input and perspective. So there are places for your journaling. We can all become more fully ourselves. We do that through open-mindedness and learning new things about who we are. I'm including a statement here that will wait for you to feel autonomous and independent in your self-perception. Consider signing your name to it when you feel like it's time. That statement is this. Nobody owns me. I am solely responsible for my growth and change, or the complete absence of it. Nobody is responsible for what happens inside of me. Nobody else is automatically invited to have a say in what I want, believe, dream, feel, or hold dear. I decide who is welcome to give me input, and I reserve the right to reject anything I once accepted as truth. My new perspective is solely my perspective. Nobody needs to agree with me. Nobody needs to think I'm seeking permission in any part of my life. I own myself, and I will live this life completely responsible for the outcome of me that I achieve. Liking and loving myself is my right, the same as any other human right. I aim to enjoy and love all of me. So basically, it's a book you have to write in. It's very personal, which is why I call it a self-reflective journal. And it's because of the stories and the questions that I call it a guidebook. Hopefully that tells you everything you need to know. I hope this sounds like a book that you might want to have in your life. It's available in multiple countries on Amazon.